Every important decision, whether personal or professional, comes with a certain level of risk. Before signing a contract, investing money, or entering a business relationship, it is essential to verify facts and assess potential outcomes. This careful evaluation process is often described through the term due diligence meaning, which reflects the importance of being thorough, cautious, and well-informed before making a commitment. It plays a vital role in responsible decision-making by helping avoid unnecessary risks. When people ask what due diligence means, they are referring to the process of carefully examining all relevant information before moving forward. The concept behind due diligence meaning goes beyond a simple check and involves reviewing financial records, understanding legal obligations, evaluating operational processes, and identifying potential risks. Instead of relying on assumptions or promises, it emphasizes evidence, verification, and a structured approach to decision-making. This blog explains what due diligence is, explores the broader due diligence meaning across different contexts, and highlights practical use cases in business and beyond. By understanding due diligence meaning in a real-world sense, individuals and organizations can make more confident decisions while minimizing risks and avoiding costly mistakes. Due diligence meaning. The due diligence meaning refers to the process of carefully investigating, verification, and evaluation of information before making a decision or entering into an agreement. It is a systematic approach used to confirm that all facts are accurate, risks are understood, and obligations are clearly identified. Simply put, when someone asks what does due diligence mean, the answer is, doing your homework before committing. It involves examining documents, validating claims, and ensuring that there are no hidden issues that could cause problems later. This concept applies across industries, including business, finance, law, real estate, and even personal transactions. The meaning of due diligence comes from the idea of exercising reasonable care. It does not require perfection, but it does require effort, attention, and responsibility. Whether it's a company assessing a potential acquisition or an individual reviewing a legal contract, due diligence ensures that decisions are based on facts rather than assumptions. Over time, what is due diligence has evolved from a simple checklist into a structured process supported by documentation, expert reviews, and technology. Despite these changes, its core purpose remains the same: to reduce risk, increase transparency, and enable informed decision-making. What is due diligence? To understand what is due diligence, it helps to look at it as a disciplined process rather than a single action. Due diligence involves collecting relevant information, reviewing it carefully, and validating its accuracy before making a final decision. This process ensures that all critical aspects financial, legal, operational, and strategic are properly examined. When people ask what does due diligence mean in practical terms, it usually points to activities such as reviewing contracts, analyzing financial statements, checking compliance records, or assessing potential risks. These checks help decision makers confirm whether the opportunity or agreement aligns with their expectations and goals. The due diligence meaning also varies depending on the situation. For an investor, it may focus heavily on financial performance and future growth potential. For a business leader, it may involve operational efficiency, legal exposure, and organizational culture. Regardless of the context, the goal remains the same: to avoid surprises after the deal is done. Ultimately, what is due diligence is about is responsibility and foresight. It demonstrates that reasonable care has been taken to understand all relevant details before proceeding. By following a structured due diligence process, individuals and organizations can make confident decisions backed by verified information rather than assumptions. Meaning of due diligence in business. The due diligence meaning in business refers to a structured evaluation process that organizations use to assess risks, verify information, and validate opportunities before making strategic decisions. It ensures that a company fully understands what it is committing to financially, legally, and operationally. In business settings, Due diligence is most commonly associated with high-impact decisions such as mergers and acquisitions, investments, partnerships, and vendor selection. When companies ask what is due diligence in this context, they are looking to confirm whether another organization is financially stable, legally compliant, and operationally sound. Understanding what does due diligence mean for businesses goes beyond reviewing numbers on a balance sheet. It includes examining contracts, intellectual property, customer data, employee records, compliance history, and potential liabilities. Even cultural alignment and management practices may be evaluated to ensure long-term compatibility. The meaning of due diligence in business is ultimately about risk management and value protection. By conducting thorough checks before finalizing agreements, companies can avoid unexpected losses, legal disputes, and reputational damage. Well-executed due diligence not only protects the business but also strengthens negotiation positions and builds confidence in strategic decisions. Types of due diligence. Walk into any gym or scroll through fitness content online, and you'll see endless advice on what the perfect workout looks like. Some swear by heavy lifting, others push high-intensity training, and a few claim short daily workouts are enough. The problem is there's no one-size-fits-all answer. The best workout routine isn't the one trending online. It's the one that aligns with your goals, fits your schedule, and keeps you consistent over time. Without that alignment, even the most effective plan won't deliver results. Whether you're trying to build muscle, lose fat, or simply stay active, the key is finding a routine that works for you, not against you. Why your fitness goal should define your routine. Before choosing exercises or planning your week, you need clarity on what you actually want to achieve. Your goal shapes everything from the type of exercises you do to how often you train. If your focus is strength or size, your approach will look very different from someone aiming for weight loss or endurance. This is why copying random best workout routines often leads to frustration. What works for someone else may not work for you. For example, someone following the best workout routine for muscle gain will typically prioritize resistance training, progressive overload, and recovery time. On the other hand, someone focused on fat loss might combine strength training with cardio and higher training frequency. Even within the gym, preferences matter. Some people thrive on structured splits, while others prefer full-body sessions. The best gym workout routines are the ones you can stick to consistently without burnout. The clearer your goal, the easier it becomes to filter out unnecessary noise and focus only on what moves you forward. Types of workout routines, and how to choose the right one. Once your goal is clear, the next step is choosing a structure that fits your lifestyle. This is where most people get stuck because there are multiple best workout routines, and all of them can work if used correctly. A full body routine is one of the simplest and most effective options, especially for beginners. You train all major muscle groups in a single session, usually 3 to 4 times a week. It's efficient and works well if you have limited time. Then there's the upper-lower split, where you divide workouts into upper body and lower body days. This allows slightly more volume per muscle group while still giving enough recovery time. It's often seen in more structured best gym workout routines. For those aiming for higher intensity and muscle focus, the push-pull leg split is a popular choice. It separates workouts based on movement patterns, allowing you to train more frequently while targeting specific muscle groups in detail. This is commonly used in the best workout routine for muscle gain. Some people also prefer body part splits, where each day focuses on a specific muscle group like chest, back, or legs. While effective, this approach requires more training days and consistency to see results. The key is not picking the most advanced routine, it's choosing one you can follow week after week. The best workout routine is the one that fits your schedule, recovery capacity, and experience level without feeling overwhelming. Key elements of an effective workout routine. No matter which structure you choose, certain fundamentals determine whether your plan actually works. The best workout routine isn't just about exercises, it's about how those exercises are planned and progressed over time. One of the most important elements is progressive overload. Your body only adapts when it's challenged. This means gradually increasing weight, reps, or intensity. Without progression, even the best workout routines will eventually stop delivering results. Consistency matters just as much. A simple routine followed regularly will always outperform a complex plan done inconsistently. This is why many of the best gym workout routines focus on repeatable structures rather than constant variation. Another key factor is exercise selection. Compound movements like squats, presses, and pulls should form the foundation of your routine, as they target multiple muscle groups and deliver better overall results. Isolation exercises can then be added based on your goals. Recovery is often overlooked but critical. Muscles grow and adapt during rest, not during workouts. A well-balanced, best workout routine for muscle gain always includes rest days and avoids overtraining. Finally, tracking your progress ties everything together. Whether it's weights lifted, reps completed, or body changes, having measurable data helps you stay on track and make adjustments when needed. Sample best workout routine, simple weekly plan. To make things practical, here's a balanced structure you can follow or adapt based on your schedule. This is a flexible version of the best workout routine that works for most people aiming to build strength and stay consistent. Day 1, full body, strength focus. Focus on compound lifts like squats, bench press, and rows. Keep reps moderate and prioritize proper form. Day 2, rest or light activity. Walking, stretching, or light cardio to support recovery. Day 3, upper body. Train chest, back, shoulders, and arms. This is where many best gym workout routines add slightly more volume for upper body development. Day 4, lower body. Focus on legs and glutes with exercises like deadlifts, lunges, and leg presses. Day 5, rest or active recovery. Keep it light mobility work or a short walk. Day 6, full body or conditioning. A lighter session combining strength and cardio. This helps improve endurance without overloading muscles. Day 7, rest. This kind of structure balances intensity, recovery, and frequency. If your goal is muscle growth, you can slightly increase volume and intensity over time, aligning with the best workout routine for muscle gain. The idea isn't to follow this exactly, it's to understand how a well-structured week looks. You can adjust days, swap exercises, or reduce frequency based on your schedule. The best workout routine is one you can realistically maintain every week. Support your workout with smarter tracking. A good routine is only part of the equation. What you eat plays a huge role in your results, and that's where Calorie Tracker Buddy comes in. It helps you stay aligned with your fitness goals by making nutrition tracking simple and consistent. Key features: easy calorie tracking for daily intake. Meal logging with a clean, simple interface. Helps align diet with your workout goals. Tracks progress over time. Supports both fat loss and muscle gain plans. Designed for consistency without complexity. When paired with the best workout routine, tools like Calorie Tracker Buddy make it easier to stay on track and see real progress over time. Common mistakes to avoid. Even with a solid plan, small mistakes can slow down progress. The best workout routine only works if you avoid these common pitfalls. One of the biggest mistakes is changing routines too often. Many people jump between different best workout routines every few weeks, expecting faster results. In reality, progress comes from sticking to one plan long enough to see improvement. Another issue is ignoring proper form. Lifting heavier weights with poor technique increases the risk of injury and reduces effectiveness. Good form will always outperform ego lifting. Skipping recovery is also common. Rest days are not optional, they're essential. Even the best gym workout routines include recovery to allow muscles to grow and prevent burnout. Some people also overcomplicate their workouts, adding too many exercises or unnecessary variations. Simpler routines are easier to follow and often more effective in the long run. Lastly, not tracking progress can leave you guessing. Without knowing what's improving, it's hard to tell if your routine is actually working. Conclusion. Finding the best workout routine isn't about copying what others are doing, it's about building something that fits your goals, schedule, and consistency level. Once you understand your objective, choose the right structure, and focus on key fundamentals like progression and recovery, everything starts to fall into place. You don't need a complicated plan, just one you can follow consistently and improve over time. Whether you're exploring different best workout routines or refining your current plan, the real results come from staying consistent and making small adjustments along the way. FAQs. What is the best workout routine for beginners? A full body routine done 3 to 4 times a week is usually the best starting point. It's simple, effective, and easy to follow consistently. How often should I work out in a week? Most people see good results with 3 to 5 workout days per week, depending on their goals and recovery. What is the best workout routine for muscle gain? A routine focused on strength training, progressive overload, and proper recovery works best for building muscle. Can I follow the same workout routine long term? Yes, as long as you're progressing. You can make small adjustments over time instead of changing the entire routine. Do I need to go to the gym for the best results? Not necessarily. While many best gym workout routines use equipment, effective routines can also be done at home with minimal setup.